You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From CBS News, the United States Postal Service has announced it will be raising the price of a, quote, forever stamp to 82 cents on Sunday. The U.S. Postal Service will raise the price again of a first-class forever stamp from 78 cents to 82 cents, the latest in a series of increases aimed at trying to stem the bleeding from the agency's mounting financial losses. And if
Scott
were here...
Stamps make me nervous. Because I don't know how many you're supposed to put on, where they're going to be like, you should put one more on. And they changed the price of stamps, and that's not in the news, you know. You don't find that out on Twitter. You have to find out from old people. They're the only people that know. They keep up with it. They're like, stamps went up. You're like, okay. All right. Is it $100? Like, they're furious. Is it $100 a stamp? It's three more pennies. Stamps make me nervous.
Oh, my God, Nate Bargatze. My God, I love that man. And yes, it's about 3 cents. They are going again from 78 cents to 82 cents Sunday. And they call it the forever stamp because if you had an old one that says forever, it will still work. But now when you buy new ones that say forever, they're more expensive.
Yeah. When was the last time you mailed anything with a stamp?
Oh, Dan, we have some in our secretary's drawer at the house. We have a little hutch, an antique secretary's drawer.
No. You employ a secretary?
I have my secretary mail my things, Dan. Her name is Lila. Very helpful. No, we have a secretary, like a secretary's hutch.
A hutch.
And it's like it's 100 years old, this thing, back when stamps were like a penny. And we have stamps in there, but last time we mailed, I mean, honestly, we've probably mailed one thing in the past year. And I can't even tell you what that thing would be. We didn't do Christmas cards this year. Yeah, we did. We took a photo on the beach with the kids. Yes, we did.
I didn't get one.
Sorry. So I brought brought you yours to work. I brought it in for you and Scott. And I said, I'm not wasting whatever it was, 78 cents at the time.
Don't do a judge.
But we just don't do it anymore. And part of this is a topic, you guys, and here's why. They can't just keep raising the price of stamps, hoping that the USPS is going to not be so bleeding in the red that it loses billions of dollars every year. I don't remember the number, but it is billions of dollars.
Perhaps the whole thing just needs to be reimagined.
Yes.
Do they get paid for all the political junk mail stuff that they have to drop off?
I think they do, and they are legally required to make sure that junk gets in your mailbox. So, Sam, I don't know if you guys have ideas. We could take those on the text line. I don't know that we need mail 6 days a week. I'm sorry. I do think small towns have to have their post office.
The idea is privatize it.
You have to have a post office in the small town. That's people still gather there. People still use their P.O. boxes there. But do we need as many as we have in the big city here? I think you need one or two passport centers. I don't know that we need all of them. I don't.
I'm actually in a pickle. I filed the extension on my taxes in April because the first time in my life I procrastinated so hard that I just didn't do it in time. So we went through a tax guy this time. And typically when I owe the state, because I always owe the state like most people do, I'm on TurboTax. I just pay through TurboTax. Well, since I went through a tax guy this time, not only do I need to procure a stamp to send in the payment that I owe the state of Missouri, I also now have to procure a checkbook.
Have fun with that.
I've never owned a checkbook
now,
in my life.
Sam, you don't need a checkbook for that. Go get a cashier's check at the bank.
Well, that's going to cost me $250.
Well, checks are like $20, Sam.
So I'm going to go pay $250 then.
This tax guy isn't helping you with the electronic filing and all that?
Well, no, he filed it. But when you go through a preparer...
I think you can just, I mean, you probably don't want to give them your routing information, but I would get a cashier's check from your bank. Don't go get a box of checks. That's such a waste of money. You're never going to use them.
All right, I'll do that.
And by the way, officials have signaled that additional stamp prices are likely. They are looking at raising a stamp to between 90 cents and 95 cents to, quote, help stabilize the United States Postal Service. Listen to this. Raising the price of a first-class stamp to as high as 95 cents, quote, would largely solve our controllable losses. They believe that they are running a risk of running out of cash in 12 months.
What is stopping them from raising it that far? What's the point?
Just call the stamp $2 and be done with
it. Make it $4. Because no one ever uses them anymore.
Our older friends.
Uh-huh.
There would be a riot. There would
be a boomer riot.
There would be an octogenarian riot.
There
Sam,
was also
in
a
the
riot
streets.
When bunch of grandmas and grandpas.
There was also a riot forks. When they took the tie-up post for your horse out from the front of City Hall.
I know.
People got over it.
I know.
The hitch.
Could they raise the price of a stamp? The problem is, we need to mail things. We need the postal service. I need to mail my mom something once a year that I physically buy to her to mail her that I don't use Amazon
and
for.
Could you cough up $2 for that?
But what if it's bigger and now it costs like $100 to...
Well, no, I'm not saying make packages more expensive.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I think if they raise the price of a stamp to $2 or $4, most people would be fine.
Thank you, text line. I can pay on the Missouri Treasury website. I should have Googled this.
Look, you're like the young one. You can do all this stuff online.
I wanted to complain.
913-586-7798. Prices of stamps going up again.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.